Southeast Radio's Business Matters with Carl Fitzpatrick.
Well, in this week's Modern Media segment, we'll be looking at some of the challenges facing Irish media companies and, more importantly, how they can be addressed. Damien Ryan has extensive experience of the media industry dating back to the 1980s, and now he's helping today's media companies to address some of the funding challenges facing them. Damien joins us now to give us his take on the modern media landscape. Damien, start by providing us with an insight into Ryan Capital Partners.
Good morning, Carl. Thanks for having me. We are a small investment bank or M&A advisory firm based in London. We've been doing work here for the last number of years. My background, as you know, Carl, is in the Irish market. And over the last year, I've been putting together a proposition to expand the business into the Irish market, which we kicked off at the end of January. So all exciting times for us.
And what is your vision for the Irish market and what attracted you in?
I think there's obviously a lot of benefits with the proximity of Ireland and the UK, and we're really seeing that playing out, particularly since Brexit. The freedom of movement of people, for example, between Republic of Ireland and the UK isn't lost on a lot of the bigger corporations here. But I mean, I think it's a bi-directional thing too. I don't think it's just about British companies, you know, eyeing acquisitions in the Irish market or anything like that. I think it's very much, you know, a two-way street. You know, we're seeing a huge amount of talent, for example, in the Irish tech and sector that we think would really benefit from being able to gain access to our network of investors, for example. So, you know, having, you know, travelled between Dublin and London, you know, pretty much once a week, I'd say, on average over the last 10 or 12 years, you know, there is obviously a lot of business happening in that channel. So, you know, we think we'd like to take part in that. And obviously a long way to go and a lot of things to learn in the process. But so far, it's been really good.
Now, of course, your sweet spot is in relation to tech and media businesses. From a UK buyer's perspective, what is their interest in terms of acquisition?
I think twofold. I think, first of all, looking at the value comparison between Ireland and the UK in terms of some of those companies, I also think that the proximity within the European marketplace is of interest. It isn't lost on buyers. It isn't lost on investors at all. But on the commercial front, particularly in the media and, let's say, the marketing and services sector, there's a very real arbitrage opportunity between, you know, the price of services, for example, that get bought and sold in London versus what get bought and sold in Ireland. So we think that there are, you know, different opportunities at different levels, but certainly on the deal front, we think primarily it's about M&A, mergers and acquisitions, or if you like, you know, buying and selling companies and helping companies grow that way, or else it's raising money from investors, be that through venture capital, private equity, or through high net worth individuals.
And what's the appetite for capital like out there today from both sides?
There's always an ongoing need for more capital. There never seems to be enough, and I don't think there is enough capital out there, but certainly in terms of seed stage and early stage, I think the market looks very, very promising at the moment, up until about Series A stage. So up until about £5 million or €5 million, that sort of deal size, I think there are many, many opportunities on the market. I think when it gets into that, if you like, next tier, £5 million to say £50 million, and those kind of deal sizes, I think it's going to be a much more challenging year this year. Remember, we're on the back of, if you like, COVID happened, 4 years ago now. 2021 and 22 were very, very positive in terms of deal making and very positive in terms of investment. And that tailed off in 2023. So we think that 2024 is going to be challenging, you know, in a different ways. But primarily, I think for that early stage, I still think that the market looks very, very positive. But I think that middle stage of investment is going to become much more challenging, and really companies have to try and get ahead of that.
What was the key to your success in the publishing and digital advertising world?
I think we were always very keen, myself and the teams that worked with me, we were always very, very keen to explore what was happening at the edge of technology. Remember, you know, at that time when I was publishing magazines, you're in your late 20s, early 30s, so you're really got a huge appetite for anything new and anything innovative that's happening in the space. And because we were small enough at the time, we were able to explore new models in magazine publishing. We were producing websites back in 1993, which was quite a long way ahead of the market. But I think it was just the realization of what the internet was going to do and how it was going to transform the media industry that I found the most fascinating. And I think I was very fortunate to be perhaps the right age at the right time in the right place to be able to, you know, take advantage of it in certain ways. And typically the first solution, if you like, the first idea that we had, which was internet-focused, was in fact not even the website. It was actually a physical magazine about the internet. And that proved to be the perfect transition for us. And we went from there to establishing initiatives such as the Golden Spider Awards, which are still going strong and very, very well known. And I always get a kick out of hearing who's won the latest Golden Spider Award. But within 2 or 3 years of experimenting and trying different ideas and trying different models in this new emerging digital space, I decided that the future was so, you know, rough looking for print media and so promising for digital media that I decided to sell the business. And I launched the first digital agency in Ireland back in 1997. There was no market. Nobody was spending anything on online advertising. So we had to almost go out and do all the evangelism and preaching and help people get their first email address and this kind of stuff. So I've got a lot of fond memories of that time, but it was really great to be part of something and part of a team that was driving such change. And you know, that there were no boundaries of it. It was all very, very fast and very dynamic growth. And within 3 or 4 years of that, I had sold out to Dennis O'Brien's Communicore PLC, and that was probably the trigger, I think, that actually got me first interested in corporate finance and in deal making as a whole.
And from your own insights then, Damien, what are the challenges that are facing tech and media companies right now?
Two main challenges: not enough sales and not enough funding. Quite frankly, you know, it's been very, very tough with interest rates and everything in global consumer markets. And I think that's brought about, you know, quite a resetting of expectations. You know, valuations are certainly down 20% or more on what they were, you know, perhaps 18 months ago. So I think that access to funding is, you know, irrespective of the size of a tech and media business, I think it's something that people have really got to try and get ahead of. And even if they're planning to do a deal in 2025, when perhaps there's more certainty in the world and things might pick up a bit in 2025, even if they're thinking that far out, they should be, you know, doing something and planning now to really get ahead of that. I think also in the media space, we spoke before about how this, you know, entire media industry is shifting at the moment. It's, for media owners, I think it's time to be incredibly brave, you know, pushing ahead with digital strategies when there's very low growth in advertising income. You know, that takes quite a lot of confidence in the business. But I mean, you know, I'm sure you would agree as well, Carl, that this really does come down to content at the end of the day. I don't think investors expect to see, you know, big, huge hockey sticks of growth in the next few years. A number of investors said to me that they'd much rather see reliable, predictable growth at, let's say, 35 or 40% over the next couple of years, rather than seeing something which is predicting 150 or 250% growth year on year. So perhaps what we're seeing in 2024, amid all this global uncertainty that's going on, is perhaps a resetting of expectations. But, you know, the key message really is, I think, for media, certainly, you know, keep pushing ahead with digital strategies. Keep thinking big. The money I see going into digital out-of-home projects, for example, has been absolutely staggering. The growth of retail media, another one which is, you know, making a lot of headlines.
On the topic of acquisitions, why don't more entrepreneurs have an acquisition strategy to achieve their growth?
I think it's something perhaps a bit like the whole way in which the corporate finance industry has developed. I mean, private equity, for example, is a 35-year-old, maybe possibly a 40-year-old concept. It isn't really, you know, perhaps, you know, the options are changing as well all the time. But certainly, I think that these days, most people start businesses, not everybody, but most people start businesses with a view to selling that business at a particular point in time. all that's been accelerated with technology and with just the general sort of the expansion of corporate finance, you know, as a service. And I think companies are now perhaps, instead of having, you know, perhaps a 15 or a 20-year vision for building a business, it's more like 5 or 6. And I think that, that increase in turnover, that increase in the number of deals that are done, you know, I think creates its own momentum.
Finally, Damien, if you were to look into the future, what forms of media will thrive and what channels could be under threat?
Well, I think the media that's most relevant to people, I think, is probably the short answer. I do think that local media, I think the technology will find its way down into local media again. I've no doubt about that. I mean, you know, the importance of being relevant, the importance of, you know, what we're calling the attention economy at the moment. That's where the battleground is going to be for media, I think. But ownership of content, ownership of media IP. You know, one deal that caught my attention, for example, was, you know, what the World Wrestling Federation, Netflix. I mean, there's an example of an event, if you like, a piece of media ownership that has just signed up a $5 billion contract for the next 10 years. And it's those kind of media ownership that can extend into different devices, into different channels, into different moments in time. But it's all about being relevant, it's about being useful.
Well, if you've just tuned in, that was Damien Ryan from Ryan Capital Partners. And I'd like to thank Damien for sharing his wealth of knowledge about the media and corporate finance with us this morning.
Southeast Radio's Business Matters with Carl Fitzpatrick.